Brothers, if I could kindly ask you to just stand up, make the sufuf, so that the vacant spaces can be filled. There's a lot of brothers waiting outside. Also, if the chairs are not being used, if I could just kindly ask someone to kindly fold them and put them on towards the wall, so that those spaces that the chairs are hogging, we can utilize them as well. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, brothers. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال سبحانه وتعالى اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, we are in the best of the month and we are in the final 10 days of the year. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all those people that have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My dear respected brothers, I have recited a particular ayah from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us and is telling us to remember. Remember what? He's saying to us that this life, this worldly life, is just a game. Now, before I go on to explaining about this particular ayah within the short time that I have, we are all living in this world and it's natural for us to have certain amounts of attachment. However, it is important for us to remember that this world is a temporary world. That our ultimate goal in this world is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain Jannah. That's our aim. Anything or any person, for example, that provides us benefit in the hereafter, what do I mean by that? For example, you do certain a'mals, certain actions, which gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in results, gives you Jannah. Or a person, for example, you have a mentor, Islamic scholar. You listen to what he says, you understand to what he understand and apply what he says. That is worthy of an attachment, because ultimately he is a source where you can get to Jannah. At the end of the day, we need certain people in our lives that can uplift us in our hard times, in our happiness. And essentially, brothers, the donation buckets are going around. Brothers are requested to donate generously. Jazakallahu khairan. However, the scholars have mentioned a very important point. They mention regarding wealth. And we all know this. They say that the more that one requires wealth, the more he goes for wealth, the less or the higher probability one becomes preoccupied other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's so indulged in making sure he's making millions. You know, I give you an example. When you were starting off in your careers, in your life, and you heard that you had that first paycheck, it felt really good. MashaAllah, that £500 for some people, that £1,000, it felt amazing. That no string attached, that £1,000 came straight to your pocket. And you had no responsibility whatsoever with regards to anything else. However, as you grew older, you got a better job. From that £1,000, now you became £1,500. You got more happy. But what happened? Something else got attached to it. Now, before you couldn't afford a phone, you could now afford a phone. So the phone contract came in. Secondly, you could now start to afford subscriptions. You know, nowadays people have Netflix subscriptions, Amazon Prime. So now you can start to afford all of these things. And before you know it, now that you're getting this paycheck, 80% of it is just going out in these bills. Why? Because these are worldly distractions that you have attached yourself to. You were better off with that first salary where you had no string attached. But now all of a sudden, you've got so many strings attached and you need to do them. You now have a rent to pay. You now have bills to pay. You now have to feed your family. All these things are worldly distractions. So anyway, it is reported in Al-Bayhaqi that Isa alayhi salam, he mentions that love of this world is the root of all evil. Love of this world is the cause of all evil. Meaning a person, he will have so much love for this world, he will do anything, whether it's halal or haram. He wouldn't care, just to attain that. And we see this in our day-to-day life. When a person has one home, he looks to get a second home. When he has a second home, he thinks to himself, you know what, I've got that second sibling or third sibling, let me get a third one for him. That third one, fourth one, fifth one, he never stops. He never realizes that it's enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. Why? Because he's been programmed, the society has programmed that one after another. Anyway, so a person can ask, what are the signs? So how can I know that I am attached to this world? First, the number one sign is acquisition of wealth and love for such material object causes you to forget Allah. So when you require wealth, you forget Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Kitab al-Da'wat in Tirmidhi, in regards to supplication, doing dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servant, remember me in the time of ease. When you are given things, remember me. Or do shukr towards me. Make dua that I'm grateful for these things. Oh Allah, you have given me ni'mah. You have given me ability to see. And so that when hardship comes upon you, I will remember you. Subhanallah. Isn't that amazing? Number two. We have Because of this indulgence of the worldly life, we forget about hereafter, my brothers. We forget that we're going to die. We always think that, you know what, that person next to me is going to go. I'm not going. Yet we see people passing away, but we still do not wake up. You know, my teachers used to say, when we were studying, that every now and then you should give yourself a reality check. They should say, attend a funeral. Attend a janazah. Attend a burial. Attend a ghusl. That will wake you up. Every now and then do this. And my advice to you as well, my brothers. Every now and then, if you are given the opportunity, go attend someone's janazah. Complete it till the last process. That will give you a wake-up call. That this is our actual goal. Take your children, as long as they're baligh enough, take your children to the graves. Show them that, my son, this is where we're going to come. This is what we're preparing for. Not for the £1 million in our account. That will go. In the hadith, it says when a person passes away, only three things will go with that person. Only three things. Not his house, not his wealth, not his children. What are those three things? Number one, for example, if he has given charity, sadaqah jariyah, he left something behind. For example, he planted a tree, he planted a well, so that community could benefit. As long as that thing remains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to reward him. Number two, he says in the hadith, any pious children that he leaves behind, that pray for him. You know, a thing comes to my mind. How many of us here truly know our great-grandfather 10th behind? Meaning 10 generations back. You wouldn't know. So this is the reality, my brothers. Maybe there will be few people that have got it dotted down in the biography that this was my great-father, great-grandfather, this was great-great-great-grandfather. Maybe a few. After that, no one cares. We have forgotten. And number three in the hadith, it says that any teaching that he have done, so for example, he taught Quran before he passed away. Now those students of his, they now teach the Quran. Their children now go on to teach. That benefit will continue to benefit that person in the grave. That is the only three things that will continue to benefit an individual. I would like to finally end in four things. So how can we cure this? I'll quickly end with this. First of all, my brothers, constantly remind yourself this is a temporary world. You know, if you were to ask our elders that, oh uncle, you are now 70 years old, he will say, oh my child, this life has just gone like this. Yesterday feels like I was only 10, 15 years old, and now I'm all of a sudden 70. We ourselves, whatever age we are, when we look back, we're like, oh, you know what, I miss my primary school life. I miss my secondary school life. Because it's gone in a flash. But when we're in that moment, we're thinking, when can we get out of this? You know, when we're sitting in that classroom, when we don't like that exam, or we don't like that lesson, we can get, when can I get out of this? But when you do come out of it, you think, oh, I wish I could go back. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, especially this month, to correct our mistakes. We do not know if we will see the next Ramadan yet. There's no guarantee. And no one can guarantee us next Ramadan. So my brothers, make the most of the remaining time. Point number two, seek moderation. Don't go all spending all of your money in one go. Moderation. Be moderate in what you spend. Remind yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you on the day of judgment for everything that you do. If you have this thought in your mind, my brothers, I am sure you will be conscious every time you do something. That Naini, you know, Allah is going to ask me about this. Let me have a think about it before I make this. And finally, remember death. Remember death. that am I ready for death? Am I ready, truly? If I was to be told that I'm going to pass away tomorrow, am I even ready? Is my salah even correct? All those years have I been praying the salah correctly? So these are the four things that I would like you brothers to take away today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a few announcements before we start the khutbah. Inshallah, from today, the Salatul Asr will be at 6:45. Salatul Asr will be at 6:45. Secondly, as you know, mashallah, this masjid was opened last Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, it has blossomed, it has benefited the community. So this masjid currently has a debt of £650,000. The management has kindly asked that if the brothers can each try to fundraise £1,000, it doesn't have to be from your own self, you can get from your family members, set up a direct debit, spread the payment out, so that we can decrease this debt on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as quickly as possible. And remember, brothers, in this month, the £10 that you give is multiplied by 70 times. So that £10 will become £700. This is the speciality of this month. Announcement two, those brothers and sisters that are listening at home that have been donating on a regular basis since last Ramadan till now, whether it's direct debits that our payments have been coming, or regularly you guys have been making donation, kindly see the volunteers. They have requested, if you are a taxpayer, to basically, we would like to give you a receipt so that we could claim gift aid and decrease the burden of the debt of the house of Allah. So please bear that in mind. And obviously, Jazakallahu khairan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all abundantly in this world and in the hereafter, that you have donated to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of you brothers that we have this masjid. Allah, Jazakallahu khairan. These are all of the announcements. If I could finally ask brothers once more to make the saf, there's few brothers that are standing, maybe we can squeeze them into this hall. Jazakallahu khairan. If there is a space near you, just kindly ask the person behind you to come forward.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله عالم السر والخفيات لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا وسيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد يا معشر المؤمنين وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله على إحسانه وشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن نبينا وسيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما مزيدا اعلموا أن الله أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه فقال في محكم التنزيل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبادك ورسولك نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين الذين قضوا به وكانوا به كانوا يعدلون اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم وفقنا في الدنيا والآخرة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك يا رب العالمين اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا لنا إخوانا في العقيدة أصابتهم البأساء والضراء اللهم فاشف مرضاهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا. صفي سيدي فرمالي. Make sure the rows are straight. Fill in any gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أجنا من النار. اللهم أجنا من النار. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. ارحم لنا فاغفر لنا. اللهم اهدنا. اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.